Thumbs up.
Commissioner Rocha. Commissioner Burke.
Here.
Commissioner Burke. Commissioner Brett.
Here.
Commissioner Rocha. Commissioner Moore. Commissioner Olcott. Commissioner Pike.
Here.
Commissioner McCorney.
Here.
Commissioner Ryan.
Here.
We're going to start with public meeting item number one, an application for a certificate of appropriateness in the Borough of Manhattan, docket number 032628, block 1122, lot 36, and 37, 8 West 7th Street, Congregation Sheriff Israel Synagogue, an individual landmark, and in the Upper West Side, Central Park West, Historic District, an academic, classical, and Beaux-Arts-style synagogue designed by Bruce Ryan. Tryon and built in 1896-97. This is an application to demolish the existing community house and construct a new building.
Good morning, Commissioners. Michelle Hunter, Preservation Staff. You may recall that back in November 15, 2005, you reviewed a proposal to demolish a community house on site, 8 West 70th Street, and construct a new building on the site. Eight stories on the street wall plane with a two-story setback penthouse. At that time, there were a number of comments that were recorded in public testimony, and the response was the architects prepared a new elevation of the document, a six-inch drop street wall plane in context with the adjacent building of 18 West 70th Street directly to the west. They have also prepared additional views that document both the visibility and non-visibility of the new building from various vantage points. And they're shown on these views here, both from the north, south, and west. And then finally, the applicant has also prepared an additional board of fanboard maps annotated to show both institutional buildings and buildings 9 stories and taller within the Upper West Side Central Park West Historic District. Again, the last hearing, there was opportunity for testimony, and today the applicant is here to present both the rebuttal and to hear your comments.
And I'll take a motion, since we're in public meeting, make a motion for the hearing. Objection, hearing is open. And again, as Misha just very succinctly stated, had we had unlimited time at our last hearing, this what we're now, this phase, if you will, of the proceeding would have taken place then, which is all the public testimony that was heard, and now response, rebuttal, comment, whatever, as well as the refinements of that we just spoke of. So, Council.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Shelley Friedman and Gottbaum, Land Use Council to Congregation Sheriff Israel. Our presentation, within the parameters of the chair's remarks, is really bifurcated this morning. Part of it is to provide the response that was deferred from the end of the public hearing, and also to move on and to describe for you the changes that have been made in the boards. The application has not changed, but the supplemental material is now before you. I will begin by briefly noting that since the commissioners that are present here today were the same commissioners who were present at the hearing, I'm not going to go over all of each and every point. There's no real reason to. I will just summarize what we consider to be the salient points of the application, as they may have gotten somewhat clouded in the long hearing day. Primarily, we are back here to provide what we careful take on the comments previously provided to us. Those in the main resulted in three changes to this application. One, there was a concern. One was the issue that this site be deemed, by your terminology, a transitional site. That it was, having heard the arguments for and against it being considered an avenue versus a mid-block, the advice clearly back to us was that it was neither, and that we should address this as a unique opportunity in a unique situation, but that it was not going to be deemed by you in the subsequent discussions, future discussions, to be either a mid-block site or an avenue site. So we have come back with a building which we took as the mark, the building to our immediate west, 18 West, brought the height down, and believe that we have, within your guidance, fulfilled that instruction to seek a more transitional appearance. Having said that, there are additional consequences. There was substantial testimony at the original hearing regarding at the last opportunity you had to comment. that there were questions regarding 74-711. By virtue of bringing the height of this building down, by virtue of reducing its FAR, we are no longer requiring a 74-711 transfer of bulk across the district boundary. That part of our application, which seemed to raise some opposition, table has been dropped. The building now is as of right with regard to its distribution of bulk across the site. As the architects understand, for those that understand the zoning resolution, a single zoning lot such as this is permitted to average its FAR requirements over the entire site. We have done that in such a way that the math that the zoning resolution permits us would permit a 8.38 FAR across this site, and in fact we are under 7 FAR across this site. So we are significantly under what the zoning would allow us to do, totally as of right. So the 74-711 aspect of our application has been withdrawn. The third point, and this does relate to some of the testimony that was heard at the last hearing, regards the addition of the reduction in height to 8 stories plus 2 stories of penthouse. We believe that the penthouse is in scale. We believe that they are typical to the buildings of this nature. Most importantly, as the architects will substantiate, when we began this application, we came into you with a 14-story building with no penthouses, and the very first comments to us was that a building without penthouses didn't work on this site, that there had to be some shaking at the top of this building with regard to the Central Park West elevation, but that as some of you will recall, our application went from 14 stories to 15 stories while it was in front of the commission, and that was precisely to provide for that penthouse to begin that shaping process. Now with the reduced height, the penthouse is no longer visible from the traditional sight lines on West 70th Street, and it is no longer visible from the traditional sight lines on Central Park West, but it continues to be an important feature which Ray DeVell is going to address for you in a minute. But those were the salient points that we wanted to bring up in rebuttal. We'd like to return this discussion to where we left it with you, which is a transitional building, which is a building that is now no higher, the street wall is no higher than the building immediately next to it, that the utilization of what was deemed perhaps troubling application of the zoning 74-711 is no longer part of this application. So with that, I'd like to pick up on continue the issue of the penthouse discussion with Ray, and then in the course of that, we can get into the supplementary materials generally that we're bringing to your attention, and also happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
In thinking about heights and thinking about heights of penthouses, we took a step back and looked at the land book and looked at the district in particular. The black line that you see from Central Park to 77th Street and picking up here is one continuous length of Central Park West. The black one, again, is the district. The purple buildings are institutional buildings. The blue buildings are buildings that are 7 stories and greater within the district. There is another line that we have here, which is quite an important one. It's a blue line here, which represents the easternmost portion of our project. So our project is within this zone. There is an additional line here, it's perhaps a little hard to see, which is a yellow line, which splits the district between the R8, between the R10A and the R8B portions of the zone.
Right, this is in your packet, the
okay. This is really interesting information. We have counted 107 buildings within the district that are 7 stories. Excuse me, no, 9 stories and above. Thank you, Michelle. 9 stories and above. And these buildings, the taller buildings, are generally buildings that talk about Central Park West and a shaping of the skyline. though virtually every block has buildings that are nine stories and above. I would then go and talk for a minute about our original presentation, which was the 14-story scheme. This building acknowledged the streetscape of the taller buildings, but it was quite abrupt in its hitting the sky. The commission encouraged us to study tapering, appealing back against the sky. One thing you will notice here, which we felt and the commission felt worked at the time, was a centering device over the synagogue. In this case, a masonry component coming up from the synagogue, symmetrically located, despite the fact that the building itself is not symmetrical. In response to the commission, we raised the building, we reshaped the mass of the building, pushed it up one floor to 15 floors, and tapered it against the terrace back against the sky. Again, using the penthouses, the upper and lower penthouses, as centering devices on the synagogue. What we have done in the current scheme is much the same thing. The building, by definition, is not centered over the synagogue, but we have used the limestone flank and this window, the large bay window, as a centering device. In addition, the penthouses above reinforce that centering. These are indeed centered over and respond to the architecture of the synagogue in a way that creates a dialogue with the proportions of the columns below through the window divisions above and completes the composition, which we think quite a satisfactory fashion. This is how you will perceive that centering device. At the 70th Street, looking down 70th Street, you will see the limestone flank coming up and over with the penthouses tapering up to the sky. The other view is a fairly limited view. It's from Central Park. We have determined that you will see this project from Central Park. More in the winter, obviously, than in the summer. And you will in fact see the penthouses through the trees. You also then get two additional pieces of it. You see a portion of it here tapering up, the ninth and tenth story penthouse tapering back against the sky in that location. And you also see a small portion through the back, which although unrelated, does let you know that you can in fact see the penthouse. So that is the extent of the penthouse. Sam?
This is Sam White from Whitefire Develop White. I have a ban of white robe to explain the new materials that we are submitting to the commission, which is going to be fun to find. We did prepare some additional views, which we had. These are combined photographs with AutoCAD developed renderings. We prepared a photo locator, which would be a this document just showing where these photographs were taken. The photograph from Central Park was taken around the Daniel Webster statue where the West Drive meets 72nd Street. You can see it quite deep into the park. As Ray said, better in winter than in summer. But as you get further back, you do get to see the relationship between the proposed building and the synagogue below, and so that the centering relationship between the synagogue and the design becomes more apparent, actually, the deeper into the park, and therefore becomes more of a part of the, what Ray described as the streetscape of Central Park West. We modified the elevation. We lowered the cornice height by 2 feet. What we used to have, probably see it better. This is a detail drawing showing the relationship of the top of the building to 18 West 70th Street. And in our original submission last November, the masonry at the street wall aligned with the top of the cornice of 18 West 70th Street. By lowering the whole, this whole facade, the masonry right at the street and the cornice, by lowering that about 2 feet, the cornice is now 6 inches, the metal cornice on our building, 6 inches below the terracotta cornice of 18 West 70th Street. So it's 6 inches lower, but it involved a 2 foot drop of that elevation. And that was accomplished by compressing the floor-to-floor heights on the first through eighth floor. The eighth floor itself, we increased the floor-to-floor height. This, just so everyone understands, this is the limestone facade that wraps around from the Central Park West elevation, wraps around down to the entrance, and also wraps around the top of it. That has stayed where it is. Essentially, what we are doing by pulling this cornice of masonry down, we're exposing 2 feet more of that limestone. The floor elevation of the ninth and tenth floors has not changed. I want to make sure that everyone understands what we've done. We took this screen wall and pulled it down, reduced the floor to floor height on floors 1 through 7, and then the eighth floor has a taller ceiling height, which we're actually going to need for transferring the mechanicals in the ceiling. So we've revised the north elevation, the south elevation, the east elevation seen from Central Park West and the section, and have resubmitted those to the commission. We have changed we've made some additional views, and have submitted those to the commission. We've added the photo locator, and we've also added the sandburn map. So that summarizes the documents that have changed. They're all copies of these are all inserted in your books. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
At the beginning of this, we knew where all the boards were. I think I have been asked to just repeat the explanation of that of the section. Here is the section of the revised elevation where we lowered the cornice height. The floor-to-floor heights of floors 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 have been compressed for a total of about a 2 foot reduction. So the eighth floor came down about 2 feet, but the ninth floor stayed where it was. That gives you quite a high floor-to-floor height at the eighth floor. But this is the floor in which we expect to have to make a series of transfers of plumbing and mechanical risers. And so we will, in fact, be grateful that we have additional floor-to-floor up there. Is that what you were looking for, Misha?
You had all.
Okay.
I think you explained that.
All right. That I made it twice.
Thank you, Brian.
My name is Charles Platt of Platt Bar Duvall White. I'm just going to summarize and find the material here a bit. I need the long avenue of the general appropriateness of this project to the individual landmark and the district. I'm looking for long streets again. All of these boards have that slight difference, which was explained, the lowering of the cornice. We've been very careful not to align them, but to make it slightly different, which I think architecturally is very important on a street. The idea generally, I'm repeating what was done what was said at the previous hearing, is to take especially this building and this building, the feeling of those and spread it down, pull it down into this building, at the same time creating elements here which reflect the landmark. And as Sam, I think, pointed out, Ray, this limestone treatment here, which you see even better here, the limestone matching, echoing, coming close to the existing limestone, never look exactly the same because of its age. But to create that, to have the formal elements of the glass here, to bring the glass back into this, and then to marry these two things together. This is an architectural explanation, but we believe it is also crucial to the understanding of the district, the particular understanding of what is happening on this block with this great landmark here in limestone and the somewhat more mundane treatment, the very straightforward treatment of the a regular nine-story building, as we pointed out, many of which are in the district. You have two of them right here. You have a building right behind on the next street down with punctured openings. The scale of these, of our windows here, matches very closely the scale of these, and the elements of articulation are such that there is a relationship, we believe, a very strong relationship in scale. Not exactly the same, it's a relationship, it's not a limitation. And it's very important in our thinking that we're not imitating things, we're trying to do something that is appropriate, that works with the district, but doesn't copy, that isn't artificial. Thank you.
Anything further? That concludes your comments, your follow-up, and so on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Questions?
I have a demand problem.
And then we'll have some comments.
Yeah, no, I
can separate.
They've got a demand problem. To me, this is the street rule.
But then so is this. And they are not the same. So if this is the street wall, what is this? Because this is 94 you have in the drawing. You don't give dimensions of where this stops. And, I mean, this is part of... So I don't know what it is.
The model hasn't been changed, Roberta.
Oh, okay.
The drawings, there are only two drawings that reflect the change here. So that is lower than it was, and it is also 2 foot back from the street wall. It's not at the plane of the street wall. It is 2 foot six back, and that it, when you look at an angle of that, that makes a tremendous difference in how you see it.
So what's been lowered?
Here, the whole building, the front of the building here.
If the model were to change, how would it look at you?
This point here, which is, I would call this a cornice right here, right, would be lower than this point here on the adjoining building. And that is shown here.
What would you say is the purpose of that parapet?
It's a parapet. I mean, this is an accessible space out here, so you need something to restrain, to be legal, in fact.
And to get really feedback?
Why didn't you look? I think that the A floor, now, I don't know, what is this? The floor-to-floor height at the A floor is now a couple feet bigger than it was. It's quite substantial. Why didn't you lower that?
Well, the overall height wasn't an issue, as we understood it. There was an issue about the alignment of the cornices of the building. So we, the facade, we split that down and by reducing the heights of various floors. We did not reduce that top floor because we really have thought more carefully about it, and we need it for the transfer of all kinds of drains and piping and air conditioning. So we've squashed these floors down below what a earth would be happy with as it is.
By moving the facade down, the parapet has become
lower.
Has become wider
than other months.
No, it hasn't become wider.
So that's the parapet itself sustains vertical height as it was before, whether it's 3 feet taller. It's just set back further.
Yes. No.
No. He's saying no. This, as Charles has pointed out, this cornice line, which is the street facing line, has dropped down two feet. The height of the eighth floor has remained the same, excuse me, the ninth floor.
has remained the same. The parapet is a code requirement. It has remained the same.
It goes back to talk about how this building addresses the synagogue. We talked about the importance, the heavily three-dimensional character of the front of the synagogue, and in a way to show, reinforce the monumental character of that, we have a flank of masonry that's 2'6" back from the street plane. It also shows off the edge of the synagogue, lets you appreciate the profile of that. Of that. So that comes up and goes over.
The vertical exposure of that parapet
has remained the same.
Since it remained the same.
It has grown by a couple of feet.
I think it's 1'8". I think Sam said 2 feet, but I think actually it's 1'8" or 1'6".
Okay, so I think I understand what you're talking about in that limestone dam, but the fact is, I don't think that you really see it. I mean, I see it, you know, on the elevations, but I mean, if you're walking, I think it's an intellectual thing, but I don't know that it's actually perceived.
I think you do perceive. And you see it disappearing over the top, which is very important.
I mean, even if you don't, I'm at the 15th floor looking at it, but I mean, I don't see it on the ground. That's an element.
Just let me hold this at your eye level.
With the eye level renderings you have, don't show it. It disappears. I think.
Here it is. You can see the effect of it at the corner. Right. You see that limestone go up and over.
Do we have that here?
Yes, you do. Looking down 70th Street, then from the other direction. Looking down 70th Street from Central Park West, you will see the edge of the limestone go up and over. Looking toward Central Park West from 70th Street, you do not see it. What you relate to is the height of the cornice.
You see the cornices align.
You see the cornices align.
Lower than the
front. And that's important to us, that from the street where we're relating to the adjoining building, you don't see it, but where you're relating to the synagogue, you do see it. You do see it appear. It's not a just intellectual exercise, it was very carefully worked out.
What is your thinking about the brick portion of the building, which is the majority, and as it moves from west to east, as it approaches the synagogue, it's just sort of chopped off, the horizontal banding?
Well, the horizontal banding is brick that relates in feeling to that building next door and to other buildings in the district of like type, the other one down the street as well. It isn't chopped off. It married to the glass and eventually to the limestone, and that's very intentional here. I think you see it on the model better than anywhere else. And there are some elements that continue, you know, these things continue so that, and the glass comes up and ties in so that this is an integrated facade.
If I might add to that, I think one of the central themes we have been working with the commission and with the staff on is the difference between the monumental architecture of the synagogue and the Charles used the word mundane negative aspect of it, but it is in terms of material and appearance just that. These two worlds can either meet at one end of the property line or they can meet somewhere in the middle and try and mesh. And the dials that we have been working with throughout have been acceptance of the fact that somewhere in the middle of this building or in the transition of this building, that meshing has to occur rather than have it just abruptly go one way or the other. And that's happy to work with the commission on the sense of where that dial should be set, but that's been the issue that's been under constant discussion since the beginning of this application several years back.
I have a question that I know the model's been changed and the heights are different, but I just need to understand. You're saying that this is the wall that's 2 feet 6 inches behind the street wall? Or,
yes.
And this stands proud of the building next to it?
No,
or
no, no, it's exactly the same. Exactly the same.
They're both on the building line. The synagogue itself comes over in certain places slightly down at the base course of that's irrelevant.
Our building aligns with this building here, except where it dips back to reveal the corner of the synagogue and to reveal our corner.
But is there any point looking east that you see the parapet? You know, basically where I'm standing, where I'm sitting. Do you see that parapet over there?
Our sense is that absolutely not. I'm trying to find the one that shows it here. This is looking... you're not even fully across the street. I'm not quite sure where you are, but you're certainly in the street, and that is what you see. So you do not... It was purposely set back in order not to see it from the east. Indeed, we studied it.
Just walk me through the ground floor on the left side of the addition. I'm trying to remember what's what.
In elevation or in plane?
Elevation.
Okay. Oh, here, right here. The residential entry is at this location here. There is a service stair behind in this limestone area in this location. This is a glass and bronze screen that fills between the limestone edge here and this side. One of those panels will open up as a service entry into the building. Other panels will look into the entrance of the synagogue. This then is the entrance to the synagogue and school in this location here.
And the synagogue doors are slatted. I can't quite see.
The synagogue doors are decorative doors, wood decorative doors with bronze and glass insets into them.
Would you like to see it closer?
Sure.
Do you have a board of the materials? Mm-hmm.
We have had.
This like 50-50 glass and metal? Is that, I mean, this much
that's correct. The intent of that, of the screening there, is to address the screening of the synagogue doors that are adjacent to it. There are metal screens in front of glass panels. And the idea was to use a similar device in that location to have some kind of an eye into the synagogue, to understand that there is a presence within. Hopefully at night it glows, it's an inviting presence. But with a limited number of doors onto the street, two doors onto the street, only from the synagogue.
So it's a metal grill on the outside, glass behind it?
That's correct, that's what it is. It's a decorative bronze grill on the outside. And where it's a service door, the grill would be attached to an operating door.
Can you see from the street, is there any visibility into the building?
Yeah, daytime visibility, just the different ambient light levels, no visibility. At nighttime, you would sense light through the...
Visually, it's a blank wall.
Visually, it's an ornamented screen, very much like the doors to the synagogue are here. The same type of expression, impression.
But if there are lights on behind in the lobby, yes, it is not a dead
light,
solid.
But not anything visual.
Correct.
Is it clear glass?
It would be a fritted or a acid-etched glass. We could be. It could be clear. Mm-hmm. But with a decorative grill in front.
Materials? Question about the materials?
You want to do that first?
Yeah, sure, do that and then she has another question. Sure.
The limestone, which we believe matches the existing limestone on the synagogue. This is the brick on the 70th Street facade here, going with the limestone, the bronze down below. This is the painted metal, all the metal work and at the top planes of the penthouse. This is the brick on the rear elevation, the side elevation south, and on the west. This is the south elevation facing the space between buildings on the joining block. There's a slight difference, which is normal to buildings, buildings especially all over Manhattan, and this again is the brick in the front.
Do you have any visual indication of what the building will look like looking from the park to the facade, both of the synagogue and the building behind it? From where do you see those two elements simultaneously?
If I can we do have this photograph taken from about the Webster statue, and it's a kind of a moving target. There are times when you get a view of the top and not of the bottom, or the bottom not on the top. And so, as you see through this gap in the trees, if you're moving, you will, over the course of a 50 or 100 foot walk, eventually have completed that picture, although I think at any one time you may never get the complete view that you have just
had. How far back are you in that photo?
I'm 300 yards back in
300 yards back into the park.
So that you will never be exposed to a view that you have in the model. You have this volume with a tympanon in front of the cathedral relating to the new building behind it, which has a similar configuration.
I think we're one tree away from that view. One tree falls down into that view.
That's important because that's the one element that I'm concerned with. But yeah, I think you don't see it.
Here is a sight line.
That's not the case.
Right.
To be
much you have to. You can tell, I think, that in order to see that, you have to get way, way back in the park.
I see. That's important.
I have a question. What is the square footage of your eighth floor?
The eighth floor is 4,458 square feet.
4,458. And what is the square footage of the first floor of your penthouse?
The ninth floor, first floor of the penthouse, is 2,910 square feet. The ninth and tenth floor are one apartment. The tenth floor is an area of 1,746 square feet. So that the ninth and tenth floor would constitute a single apartment. Did that answer your question?
Any other questions? Good, thank you. We'll have a discussion here among ourselves and maybe further planning on how. And my expectation is after the discussion, the issue raised, that we'll have further consultation with the staff and with the applicant and then not take a vote today, but take into account everyone's views and the presentation of changes and so on, and then be prepared subsequent to today to bring it back for action. So, I would like to...
Chairman, does your rules permit a response at this point?
No, it doesn't, but it would be... It doesn't. But I'd like you to refer to counsel at the conclusion of this to clarify what appropriate means there would be for that kind of response. Thank you. So, I would like to lead with a overall commentary and then obviously get into more of the details with the commission. It's been a long road here to where we come today, and much of which has been touched on today. We've had extensive, intense public interest, and that's incredibly important to the commission and to the process. And I think it has informed where, certainly has informed where I am today as a commissioner, and I expect from everyone else here. And as a result of all that, based on what we've seen today in this presentation as modified, things that I find is first with the demolition, which has not been referred to here today, of the community house is appropriate. It does not eliminate a building which includes special architecture of the district. And I believe after all of the months and years that we've been through, that the height and massing of this building are compatible with the adjacent other buildings in the district. I believe also that the facades of the building are, the base shaft and termination is characteristic then of what we find here. And I think that the relationship to the synagogue, to the individual, incredibly important individual landmark in the historic district, is sensitive and appropriate. Having said that, I believe there are details that people that we touched on today probably would want to touch on a little bit more. And for that, I just, that's part of the reason we're, of course, having the public meeting and the public discussions. I'd like to ask Vicki if you want to give me your thoughts on this, and then we'll go around.
Okay. So I also feel that this project has come a long way, going through a major evolution, and I think it's been a good process that has benefited from a lot of contribution. And I think that overall the project is quite nice. I think a lot of nice things about it. I nicely to the district, the adjacent building, as well as the landmark. I do have some concerns about the penthouse, the wedding cake on top of this building. I really feel that this would be a better building, frankly, without the second story of the penthouse.
As it stands currently, it really works well in this particular location. So I do have concerns about that, but the base of the building, both of the building, I'm comfortable with at this point in terms of its overall size and relationship to its neighbors. I think that the design of the building is quite elegant in many ways. Very nice materials, I think completely appropriate, relate nicely to the district and I think my one concern really about the elevations at this point is something that the architect spoke about, which is the integration of the two contexts in which this building is relating and trying to bridge between, which is the landmark and the district and the adjacent building. And I think there's a nice attempt here to try to weave those together with the material
overall detailing on the facade. But I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the way the brick, these fingers, just extend across the facade and end fairly abruptly. I think a little more attention to that component on this facade would really help, I think, achieve that integration. And I think overall the approach is good. I think the way it's been described is very appropriate and can be very successful here. I don't think it's quite there yet in terms of the integration. And I think other than those comments, I feel relatively comfortable with it. I like the way it sits back when it meets up with the landmark. I think that reveal is very appropriate, and I think it's a good detail. And I think the sight lines that we've been shown basically indicate that the building is not visible from key site points. I think it obviously is visible on 70th Street, and I'm comfortable with what we're doing in this location.
Jan?
Well, I don't think that this building has come a long way. I am very pleased about this facade. It's a contemporary, strong expression, completely different from a residential on the street, the classical at the end of the street. It's different, it has its own character, but it's compatible. There's a certain elegance to it, and it fits in. I'm not surprised that it came out so well. I was concerned mostly about the relationship of the penthouses to the massing of the historic building, but I was reassured a while ago that you will never see it. You have to go very, very far into the park to be able to compare this tympanum here at the end of the cathedral relating to the top, which is similar, and one is up to. So I would be afraid to compare it, but you won't be able to compare it.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to say that from the beginning, my concern has been making sure what's done is within the legal constraints of the historic district. And clearly we've come a long way in that regard. My concern also was that visually it should fit in to its site and not stand out and overwhelm either the block or the historic building. And I think we've come a long way for that. I'm still uneasy about that parapet because to me it reads like the top of a street wall, but I'm sort of pondering it. I don't know. I think there's something there that's not fitting right. I don't know whether it could be set back more or what. I think visually I am concerned about the distant view, not just from the street, Central Park West or in front of it, because from the park is where it will have its biggest viewing in terms of population. And trees come and, you know, leaves come and go, so there is a visual impact here. I'm not at all feeling that it is appropriate that it had a two-story penthouse. I think the proportion of the penthouse, even if it were just the one story, is more like another floor, not a penthouse connotes something diminutive in relation to the entire building. I don't think this is diminutive at all. I could never accept two stories. I could accept a justifiably diminutive penthouse that is not as visible as this will be from Central Park West, and would not read as another floor, another story that is just set back in the front and the back is how it reads to me visually. It is, as I think Commissioner Matsuner indicated, that the wedding cake sense of it. It looks like a top hat versus a penthouse. So, and I think the materials and overall design of the building are compatible in the way Commissioner Caporni said. It does seek to imitate, yet it does relate contextually in terms of materials and is its own design, and I think a handsome one. I don't know what the resolution is on the parapet street wall issue, but I do know that there is a way to go on the penthouse issue. Clearly, one story, and even that should be smaller.
I agree with a number of the comments that have been made. I also do not feel comfortable with the upper penthouse level. I think it should go. I think that the lower penthouse, as masked, I feel comfortable with. And the other issue that Commissioner Matsuna mentioned is an issue I feel fairly strongly about, these fingers of brick that come out, which to me look very unsupported and, you know, in the 80s, early 90s, one would have said sort of a pastiche type of effect. And I think to have, you know, what is, I don't know, maybe 20 feet or more of these brick bands extending out, sort of just hovering over the glass, seems very uncomfortable to me. And also the way that the accumulation of the rests on this large ground floor opening also seems uncomfortable structurally to me. I know obviously it's held by steel, but it doesn't. I think that the masonry should have more of a vertical resolution at the end there. I feel comfortable with the parapet actually, and I see it not as the street wall. I think the brick is the street wall, and that's very clear. And this is part of the picking apart of layers. There's the brick, there's the glass corner, and there's the limestone. And the fact that we see that limestone, I was concerned that you didn't see it, but I mean, we only see a very small portion of it, but to see it kind of move up over that glass corner from the pivotal view at Central Park West, I think is successful and admirable. And I guess the only other thing I wanted to say is that I think that the ground floor of the glass and bronze screen is handsome. A slight modification I make, I think, would be to make the glass clear. But other than that, I have those comments.
Tom? Well, I think I could agree with a lot of what's been said. Overall, I think the applicant is very sensitive. Conversations we've had, I think it's a very appealing design to me. I like the materials. I think they've been handled wisely and appropriately. I have some reservations about the penthouse. I'd like to see that rethought. I share some of the comments that have been made by previous commissioners in speaking, and I like the overall design, and I think it's getting close to being acceptable to the, in my point of view. So my overall opinion is favorable to the design and the materials. I'm nervous about the penthouse size of it, and I don't have any problems. And the parapet does not bother me at all. I think that's appropriate. I think it does. It is interesting to the historic district and into a relationship with the a landmark synagogue, and it's been done, I think, very sensitively.
I think perhaps just to make sure it's not implicit in the discussion we're having is the demolition of the
understood
community.
Yes, appropriate.
Libby.
I echo most of what my colleagues have said, and that I think it is compatible. I think it is design worthy to stand next to this landmark. I concur that the double step back for 10 houses is inappropriate in this district, and it could be solved by having a one story concept. And then the only other thing that is disturbing to me is that I feel that the street level entrance area, which in fact is something that's going to be confronted with on a day-to-day basis, really looks like a garage. The whole thing looks like a service entrance. And I don't think that that is compatible with what else is going on the block. And I would like to see a little bit more transparency and a little bit more, perhaps the model underrepresents the degree of the design and detail that's gone into that level, but the way it shrinks away below the overhang seems to me to diminish the building's street presence and make the type of move.
That reminds me, I'd like to address the street level as well. I think it reads like a wall, and I think it's very important from the pedestrian point of view that it read like a window of some sort, that there be some visual recognition of activity in the interior or something. And I don't know, I mean, it is almost too garage-like, and if it were to have a screen, whether it's for security, whatever reason, the screen doesn't have to be the space between the elements. It seems do not have to be does not have to be as de minimis. I think if it were more open, almost grill-like, then it would read like a screen on a window, as opposed to a wall, which is the way it now reads.
Yeah, I think it could be more open. There you have it. I think that would conclude our discussion. I think there are some clear lines of agreement and for modification, but I think my sense is there's a substantial agreement, consensus for the type master call in general, with the obvious exception of the penthouse. You've heard how we believe that can be addressed. And I think also the ground floor, so in the ground floor, you heard our concern about that. The brick in the, I don't know whether commissioners mentioned or firms want to say anymore, whether you all think you need more to be said before the staff works with you to address the so-called fingers or not. Because I don't want to get it off in a direction.
So I was thinking about it more. I mean, perhaps if a little more visual expression of steel could terminate that, that would certainly make me feel more comfortable at the ends of those fingers, little fingers of steel.
I have a question.
Sure.
I gather there is, I know our procedures do not permit public comment, but I gather there is going to be at least some kind of written submission, and we make sure that we get
to sure. Yes, absolutely.
Anyone else?
Yes, please. I don't know, you know, if it's relevant, but we did get a package that was sent to us from one of the groups,
yeah.
And they seem to be implying that the setbacks of on the north side of those penthouses was not accurately represented, but it seems to me to in plan and section and in model to be consistent. So I don't think I agree with what we were saying. I think what we're seeing looks sure acceptable to me here.
It is, as far as I'm concerned, the square footage of even the first floor of the penthouse still reads not like a penthouse, but as a setback floor. And I think in terms of what is appropriate for the top of this building should be considerably smaller. Otherwise, it will read as something, and it, in my view, needs to really relate more to the adjacent building that has an appropriate scale penthouse. So I would like to see, I mean, I can see approving a penthouse, but this to me is larger than a penthouse.
And take up the floor.
Yes, thank you.
I'll take a motion to close the hearing.
So moved.
Second up, objection, the hearing is closed. All right, thank you all very much.
Thank you. Thank you.